Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insight from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group, HF Relays, 1.862 MHz, any takers, 3.67 MHz, Gary VK7JGD, 7.14 MHz, Ross VK7ALH, 14.13 MHz, any takers, 28.525 MHz, any takers, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB Channel 24 and HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA North, VK7RHT and on UHF CB 24, HF CB 24 South. This broadcast has been compiled at Sassafras in the Northwest at the Equine Endurance State Championships, where amateur radio is supporting this community event and safety communications. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. RAOTC, December broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 1st of December 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. Our first item is introduced by John, VK3MK. He refers to an earlier article by Bill Roper, VK3BR, urging amateurs to have a plan in place for disposal of amateur radio equipment should they become silent key. The second item is based on an article by Mike Smith regarding the ubiquitous AVO multimeter. The first AVO appeared in 1923. The popular Mark 7 model was in production from 1936 to 1986. Eventually, moving coil multimeters were eclipsed by digital meters. This led to the demise of the AVO company in 2008. The main article is titled, "The World's First Telegraph." This was the semaphore system invented by Claude Sharp in the early 1790s. It was greatly extended by Napoleon across France and into neighbouring countries under French occupation. There are currently efforts being made to restore some parts of this network. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network. The broadcast date again is Monday, December 1st. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. Please be reminded that the next RAOTC broadcast will be on Monday, February 2, 2026. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio files on the RAOTC website. 73, Peter, VK7PD. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA, weekly wrap-up. My Inner Ham Fest has wrapped up, and it was great to meet so many of you who stopped by for a chat with Andrew, VK7DW, and myself. A common topic that came up was the interest in getting out for an activation. However, many operators were unsure where to start or felt that they might not have the right equipment. If you're thinking about giving it a try, I encourage you to visit the program websites where you will find practical guidance on preparing and completing an activation. Watching a few YouTube videos can also help, and even better, team up with someone who has activated before and head out together. When it comes to equipment, it does not need to be complex or expensive. As long as you can access the HF bands, have a suitable antenna, and can power your rig in a portable setting, you have everything needed to get on air. Many operators took advantage of their trip to Maina and stopped for an activation on the way home. Phil, VK7 India Delta, headed to Morass Bay Conservation Area with his son, where they made 11 QSOs. Their tally included 5 park-to-park contacts and a SOTA summit, which made for a productive outing. Phil had planned to test a new HF mag mount on his vehicle. However, a connector incompatibility, sounds familiar, issue caused a small hiccup. Fortunately, Phil had his SOTA kit in the car and was able to set up a dipole, which had them on air in no time. A great example of making the most of what you have and keeping an activation rolling. Jim VK7JZ and David VK7DBX were short on time but still managed to fit a quick activation at Steps State Reserve on their way back to Hobart. The reserve protects an important part of Tasmania's high country sheep-raising heritage, with links back to 1863. Dave, VK7ACE, has also been active with several recent outings. He completed two activations at Lowhead Conservation Area and another at the Lowhead Historic Site, making a total of 53 voice QSOs across the three sessions. It was great to meet so many of you at Myena. Andrew, VK7DW, and I are looking forward to hearing new operators on air and catching up to talk radio at the next event. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau Information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at 21 November is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys and have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so he can either mail them out or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to wstyh@aussiemail.com.au. Herman has had questions about how to use the Outwards QSL Bureau. The first prerequisite for using the Outwards Bureau is that you must be a financial member of the WIA, the peak body representing all Australian amateurs at the national and international level with regards to things related to our hobby. If you are not a WIA member, you will have to send your cards direct to the station worked or use another method of confirming your QSO. 73 Herman, VK7HW, Manager WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet night that saw the following participants: VK7's AXTW, ZAB, EV and 00, all sharing 30 photos. The main themes were the Old Hobart Town Model Village at Richmond, the compact digital mode HF transceiver and tiny antenna matching unit that were presented at the last NTUC club meeting, which whiskies young adults prefer, a poem about the ideal working day and whisky. Other highlights were squelch control in the animal kingdom, a comparison of the size of Mercury to the sun, touring Tassie in a protest van, a rotatable HF loop, a tribute to a silent key, how to save money on Black Friday specials, and 73 from an overreacting T-shirt. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with OE6JFG in Austria, FM4TI in France, and DL8QB in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 5:30 and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on the NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Bi-monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 6th December 2025, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring their items to show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73LVK7AN. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last clubroom technical night, Bill VK7MX brought in and talked us through three items designed and built by Blue QRP. As the last part of the name implies, they are all designed for QRP operation, and as for the Blue, the only thing I can say is that all the printed circuit boards used are very blue in colour. Firstly, Bill had a device going by the name Tiny Tuner, and it is an incredibly cute little antenna matcher. It's about the length of a credit card, possibly two-thirds the width, and about 15 millimetres thick. This is the newer and smaller version of the previous Pocket Tuner by Blue QRP that was almost as large as a credit card, which really isn't very big anyway. These are specifically designed for QRP use. The second lowercase p, denoting that it is meant to be operated at less than 1 watt of RF throughput. Just for information, QRP followed by the lowercase double p denotes less than 100 milliwatt throughput. It used two BCD encoder rotary switches for load and antenna capacitance selection and a four-position slider switch to select the inductor value, giving the T-matcher good coverage of popular HF bands. The matcher front panel has a light-emitting diode to denote power on, with another showing a relative SWR indication. There is also the inclusion of a slider switch for unit bypass. Small lengths of rubberized tubing are provided to push over the BCD encoder shafts so you can obtain a proper grip on them when tuning rather than having to rely on a screwdriver. The main printed circuit board is sandwiched between a front and rear PCB for protection. Check out the NTARC website's picture for size and remember that the connectors are indeed SMA. This tiny antenna matcher could be ideally suited for portable, SOTA and POTA operations. The second Blue QRP device Bill had with him was a TDX Digital Modes HF transceiver. Once again, very small, as it would be close to the size of a deck of cards. Think of this one being the RF outboard module that plugs into your smartphone via USB connection. The smartphone hosts the software app and provides all the processing power required to decode and encode the FT8 and FT4. The output power of the module is about an eighth of a watt. The module has an SMA antenna socket, a slider switch to select one of its four HF bands, an FT8 or FT4 mode selector switch, a tune switch, and a transmit indication LED, and yes, the module is also very blue. The third Blue QRP device Bill had with him was the standalone DXFT8, which is an abbreviation of Digital Transceiver for FT8. The DXFT8 transceiver project is the result of an open source collaboration between Charlie Hill, W5BAA, and Bob Azaroglu, WBCBA, to create a standalone FT8 tablet transceiver. The heart of this design is a transceiver RF board, which in turn piggybacks onto an industry-available ST micro evaluation board based on the ARM Cortex STM32F746 microcontroller and is called the Disco. The evaluation micro provides processing power for the GUI, or graphical user interface, which is presented to the user on a 109mm RGB 480 by 272 pixel color LCD TFT capacitive touch screen. With the inclusion of the front and back panel, you have a stack of four boards. This method of fast and cost-effective production is proving to be a very common construction system nowadays. There is a 5 or 7 band HF version available depending on your requirements. The unit comes with an internal battery charger, regardless of the internal battery option being taken up. The transceiver has a low or high RF power output slide switch on the side of the unit. This unit, between 230 milliwatts or 445 milliwatts on the 10-meter band, progressively increases in power up to 372 milliwatts or 844 milliwatts on the 40-meter band. Antenna connections are once again via SMA connectors. The DXFT8 transceiver can operate either from 5 volts USB power bank or any 1000 milliamp capacity USB power source or by using the DC barrel connector, can be powered from 7 volts to 15 volts external power supply. The power supply source can be selected with DC power select slide switch located on the side of the transceiver. The result is a very portable standalone transceiver for working multiple bands in FT8 digital mode or packed into one small unit. No longer do you need to carry a PC or laptop or tablet for GUI interface operation for FT8 with a classic transceiver. I would imagine this alone would make it appealing for smaller and lighter setups when backpacking for SOTA or POTA activations or as travel transceiver with FT8. According to Bill, don't order any blue QRP units at the moment as the new American tariffs have made things somewhat prohibitive. Luckily, his order was squeezed through before the implementation. Thanks for sharing these three very blue pieces of QRP equipment with us, as well as the tip to save money. This is the final reminder for NTARC Christmas dinner that is now only a few days away. This Thursday, the 4th of December, the 6 p.m. to 6:30 order placement. This year, we are trialing a change from the usual Wednesday to the Thursday evening, as this may be more manageable for members. Due to popular requests, it will be held at the Iron Horse Bar Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. There is still some time to register. Just notify one of the committee members or the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net before midday Thursday. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, that is NTARC blogs. Upcoming events, on-air test and technical net session every Wednesday, testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net at 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, BK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC General Meeting, Wednesday 10th December at 7:30 p.m. NTARC Club Rooms. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, BK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Microwave news, 10 years on the 23-centimetre QSO party. Next Sunday, the 7th of December, VK7 marks a significant microwave milestone, the 10th anniversary of the 23-centimetre QSO party. To celebrate, we're encouraging as many stations as possible to get on air and help deliver record participation. Following the event, a historical results-based article is planned for Amateur Radio Magazine to capture a decade of progress, experimentation and community building. The QSO party takes place each Sunday at 10 a.m. immediately after the VK7WI broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Two groups participate, one in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Once the FM activity concludes, Hobart and Launceston stations attempt contacts using Q65-60B on 1296.2 MHz, with Hobart transmitting first period and Launceston second. The idea being, almost 10 years ago, when a handful of Hobart operators dusted off dormant 23-centimetre gear and aimed homebrew antennas towards Kainani, Mount Wellington. During a Reist barbecue, between sizzling sausages and signal strength debates, someone suggested a simple post-broadcast 23-centimetre QSO get-together to test coverage and spark improvements. The challenge was accepted. On 6 December 2015, Murray VK7ZMS set up on the summit as the inaugural control station. A follow-up discussion at the DATV night 3 days later confirmed the verdict. It worked. It was enjoyable, and it should become a weekly habit. The first report listed VK7ZMS, VK7MO, VK7BN, VK7KAJ, VK7ZL, VK7OO, and VK7JG, with VK7TW and VK7HRS listening in. By the following week, there were 9 stations active, and Danny VK7HDM joined the growing group. Though the control station was missing due to a far higher priority commitment, Murray's daughter's birthday. A decade on, the Small Sunday Experiment has grown into a vibrant community. Around 15 stations now take part each week, and there are 47 23-centimetre capable amateur operators in southern Tasmania alone, with more active in the north. The QSO party has mapped countless microwave paths, inspired new antenna builds, strengthened operation skills, and quietly lifted the 23-centimetre capability across VK7. 73 from Rex, VK7MO. December event, Reist end-of-year sausage sizzle barbecue. This Wednesday, it's time to fire up our brand spanking new 6-burner barbecue and celebrate another huge year for Reist. Join us at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms for a relaxed lunch and evening of food, laughter and radio-infused storytelling as we wrap up 2025 in true Reist style. There are two sessions to suit everyone. WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon for lunch and early banter. WAGS, Wednesday evening group from 6 p.m. to the Twilight Feast and Tall Tales. Come along, grab a snag, there will be vegetarian options, and relive a year packed with projects, presentations, propagation, and plenty of good company. Bring your appetite, your sense of humour, and maybe a story or two from the shack. When? Wednesday, 3 December 2025. See you all there, Reist Committee. January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue. Reist will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, 18th January 2025. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot. Then you can sell as much as you want. All profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available, $2 per can. No need to book, just turn up. 73, Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. February 2026, Interpreting Propagation Tools and Space Weather Reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us with Phi, Phi, Fo, Muff, all that ionospheric stuff. For decades of experience, including his time at Ionospheric Prediction Service, IPS, now Space Weather Services, Roger brings significant expertise in this space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, tech maps, ES, graphics, PCA, solar indices and more, plus online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favorite band has just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a geek bro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in Queen's Domain Club Rooms, 73 Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months with the next one on 22nd February 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessment held on the alternate months. Next is the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email Reist, which is reist.assessor@gmail.com, and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation license training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect. Prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Technology news. It's a miracle month. The transistor was born at Bell Labs in 1947 during the so-called miracle month of November 17 to December 23. Brattain and Bardeen performed experiments to determine what was preventing Schottky's device from amplifying. American physicists John Bardeen and Walter Hauser Brattain of Bell Laboratories carried out various experiments and observed that when two-point contact gold leads were applied to a germanium crystal, they produced a signal with an output power greater than the input. William Schottky, leader of the Solid State Physics Group, saw the potential for this discovery and in the following months worked to greatly expand the understanding of semiconductors and improve the junction transistor. In recognition of this achievement, Shockley, Bardeen and Brattain were jointly awarded the 1956 Nobel Prize in Physics for their research on semiconductors and their discovery of the transistor effect. Sourced from the two radio communications Webzine. Regular VK7 gatherings over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF, VK7 RJG from 7:30 PM in the North and Northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north south, plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in Launceston area on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reist's 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC testnet and technet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM, then at technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochalie club rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local. Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net 144.9 USB. VK7 events, Reist 3rd December, end of year barbecue from noon for the WAGs and from 6 PM for the WEGs in the Queen's Domain club rooms. NTARC, 4 December, Christmas dinner at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale. NWTARC, 6 December, my monthly club meeting from 1:30 PM at Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist 7, 23-centimetre QSO party, 10-year birthday on air from 10 AM. NTARC, 10 December, general meeting from 7:30 PM, NTARC club rooms. Reist, 18 January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11 AM after broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. A reminder to those rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMARC Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast in the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you have missed the live transmissions, remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 73, good DX, and a great week ahead.